Out of the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, there's a chapter 15, verse 57, let's consider being thankful for God's promises. Again, I'm not going to list all the promises. That would take quite a while. 1 Corinthians 15, 57, then, says, but thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. It gives us victory through Christ. There's another verse in 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make it manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Well, there's a little message there in that verse. But victory. Victory in present and victory in eternity. We are victors. We're already called victors in Christ. Well, what's our victory ever? Can you tell me? Victory ever what? Sin, death, the devil. Victory over fear. The grave. There's no grave to hold you. No grave to hold me. Sin, death, hell, grave, fear, all these things. We're victors. We're winners. It's already been declared. Already been declared. Lastly, the verse that we know, Romans 8:28. And we know, let's say it together, and we know that all things of our earth, of our